for your hard work on this. Item 727.
Provide for up to 36 months of city-paid monthly COBRA continuance coverage for the eligible dependents of Rick Best.
Colleagues, this is obviously something we're doing on behalf of the family of Rick Best. As you're all aware, he was a Portland City employee. I just want to speak personally for a minute. It was uplifting to me to have had the privilege of spending time with his family and with his coworkers over the course of the last month. For those who had the privilege of attending his celebration of life, it was very uplifting. Boy, he had just so many admirers, meant so much to so many people in this community. It was beautiful to see what his colleagues had done for him here in the city of Portland and the tribute that they were paying to him at his desk. And I know there's lots of conversations ongoing about how to continue to remember him best and how to continue to support his family. And obviously, this is one of the perfunctory things that we need to do to ensure that the health care benefits continue to flow. And so that is why we're taking this up today, and I'll turn this over to Human Resources.
Good morning, Mayor, Council. I'm Kathy Bless with the Benefits Office, and I know that Rebecca's on her way. She's the Interim Director of BDS, and I know that she has some words that she wants to share with you today as well. The COBRA is a federal requirement that allows participants of the health care plan to continue coverage beyond their employment or for a number of various reasons, family status changes. So even though it's a federal requirement, it's important to acknowledge that this is an incredible opportunity to provide support to the family of Rick Best. So this ordinance grants the authority for BDS to pay for medical, dental, vision, and the employee assistance program for the wife and children of Rick Best. The 36-month COBRA period is the longest available under COBRA that would allow BDS to pay for that. The Best family could then continue coverage with the city beyond that point if they so chose. So we would definitely ensure that they still had access to coverage. The other thing that I wanted to acknowledge today, too, is that PTE Local 17 has been very generous in providing assistance as well to the family and paying for coverage for June. And I know that they had an interest in also paying for July. So we made sure to write the language that allowed for that additional assistance. And that's why the language is up to the 36 months. So we could ensure that PTE Local 17 had the opportunity to contribute as well. As you had stated, Mayor, the ordinance is sponsored certainly by Council as a whole, and it's incredibly important. So I ask that you approve it, and then I'll turn it over to Rebecca.
First, before we turn on, can I ask you two questions on this? I just want to make sure I'm reading the ordinance. This would guarantee that there'll be no diminution of the existing health care coverage. So whatever Mr. Best established as an employee, the family would continue to get exactly the same benefits?
Yes, medical, dental, vision, and EAP coverage.
Okay. And the other question I have is, you cost it out at $77.5, and having hired some people in my office recently and knowing what the health care costs, that seems high. Is our family coverage now we allocate $25,000 a year for family coverage?
Or
does COBRA require you pay more than 100%?
There's a 2% administrative fee that's added on to COBRA, but the coverage is about $1,800, I think, for family. And without having the numbers right in front of me, I can't remember.
$1,800 a month?
Yeah. I can't remember if that includes medical or includes dental. But We wanted to ensure that the number that we asked for today covered any increases.
Good. Okay, that's what I was getting
at. The best family had Kaiser coverage, and since we don't have the additional information on what increases would be, we wanted to ensure that they had
available coverage. So you've built in some additional funds. And, of course, if for some reason this falls short over the 3 years, you'll come back to council and ask
Absolutely.
For supplemental money.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Rebecca Esau, interim director at BDS. I apologize for being late. I just wanted to say a few things. Rick Best began work with us in January 2015. He was a technician with the permitting services section and a member of PTE 17. He was an Army veteran. His wife and four children meant the world to him, and he was an exceptional person. And I think this is a fabulous way for the city of Portland to honor Rick and what he did on May 26th, as well as just how he conducted himself in his life. By providing this health insurance to his family for 3 years. So thank you for considering this ordinance.
Thank you. Colleagues, is there anything else before I ask if there's public testimony? Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have four people signed up. Star Stauffer, Mimi Gurman, and Robert West.
Star Stauffer. Personally, I don't think that the amount of coverage they're receiving is going to quite cover everything that they're going to need, especially as far as mental health counseling goes. I have personal experience with the AAP programs, both federally and locally, and those programs are limited in what they will cover and for how long they will cover it. So I'm wondering, there needs to be some way that for the city to supplement, and perhaps we can tap into TriMet since they've got so many funds, to also allocate money to these families to help them get through what's going to be an extremely difficult and probably very trying mourning process for his wife and children. Is Terrell Johnson's family going to be receiving any of this coverage, this type of coverage, EAP coverage, counseling, medical, anything like that? What about Quan Asayas's family? I mean, they're struggling as well, and the city needs to accept some responsibility for their demise as well, considering it was city employees that killed them. So those things need to be considered.
My name is Robert West. I'm with Film the Police 911. And I'm totally against this, and I'll tell you why. I don't think that the city should be covering ex-employees' benefits. People do stuff all the time that's which saves lives and property and stuff like that and goes out of their way. You guys kicked a guy out that chased down an armed suspect and wound up getting stabbed. And then the very next night, the police brutally grabbed him by the stab wound. He's not getting medical care from the city. You got people that been hurt in fires. They're not, getting other people out. They're not getting medical care. But you see a white guy that works for the city, and all of a sudden, hey, let's provide him medical care because he got killed. And I think that's a shame. You got all these other people that...
Robert, it doesn't go to him. It goes to his widow and four minor children.
I know
who
that.
Otherwise would not have health care. I think on this one, we can just agree to disagree.
But the thing is the city should not be paying for that unless the city wants to cover other people that did similar things. It's not right to give it to one person and not other people that do the same thing. And that's my opinion on it. If you want to provide it to people that go out there and save lives, people that do the right things, then you should provide it to all of them. What about the other two people that were injured and killed.
They weren't city employees, and they don't have health insurance to extend through COBRA.
Only got 1 second. Your time's up. Good morning.
Hi. Idiot. I'd like to give some context to frustrating. Almost 30 years of my working career, I worked in health insurance in a number of capacities, and so I'm very familiar with COBRA and how health insurance works. What Starr said about EAP, EAP is a whole separate thing from your medical insurance benefits. They have mental health coverage through their medical program. They will have benefits for any kind of counseling or mental health care through the medical insurance plan on this program. I also find it, I just think, last week, Mayor, you made an incredible statement at the end of yesterday afternoon's meeting about, and I almost wish you would go take a look at it, transcribe it, and write it down and repeat it before every meeting, about when people come up here and they give testimony, that they do their homework and that they know what they're talking about. It's just very frustrating to sit through meetings. There have been so many misstatements made this morning, and in this particular instance, I think some of these statements are so disrespectful to someone who gave their life and the remaining surviving family of that person. And any employer, now granted, the city as an employer has some restrictions on how they spend their money, but through COBRA, any employer can opt to pay those premiums for a deceased employee or somebody who's like being laid off. So I commend the city for stepping up and doing this. And don't forget that, you know, there's a lot of money in some GoFundMe accounts that were set up to help all of the victims.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. That completes public testimony on this item, I take it.
That's all signed up.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
Kathy, thank you for bringing this forward and for explaining it. Mayor, thank you for your leadership on this. It was a singular honor to join the mayor and a number of my colleagues at the funeral for Mr. Best and have a chance to meet his family. This is a terrible tragedy, and I would say that what we're proposing to do today is the very least that we should be contemplating as they try to move beyond this great tragedy. I will say, Ted, that one thing that stood out for me at the celebration for Mr. Best's life was the enormous strength of his children, most of whom actually spoke and spoke at an event where I think for those of us as adults, it'd be almost unimaginable to be asked to get up and speak. And you saw the great character of that family evidenced through the kids who got up and spoke tributes to their dad. And I was very proud to be there with an extended city family and friends and admirers to pay my respects. And if the Best family is watching, I would say that you continue to have our heartfelt sympathies, and we hope that this is some small measure of solace that you won't have to worry about your health care costs as you continue to grieve. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, as we laid Rick Best to rest, I think most people view that as the point where we begin to move on. But for Rick Best's family, moving on isn't so easy. And it's going to be years before they move on. This is one small gesture we can make to help ease that transition to life without their father. But it is by no means, it's a small but significant gesture that we can make. And I know his family knows that all of us on the city council and all of us in city government are so grateful for his heroism. Aye.
You, Daly.
Well, I certainly hope the Best family wasn't watching during public testimony, because I, for one, am disappointed and disgusted by some of the comments that were made and the way that this tragedy was exploited by some of the people in this room to advance their ill-thought-out ideas and opinions. I want to thank Rebecca Isar, Interim Director of BDS, for guiding our Bureau through this incredibly difficult experience. Thank you to PTE 17, to the Bureau of Human Resources, to City Council for all of your support, and to the City of Portland. Our city is still recovering from this devastating attack. The event impacted hundreds of lives, from the two teenage girls who were the original targets, to the three men who stood up to defend them, to every person who witnessed really an unthinkable act on that train, and to their friends, their family, really our entire community. And as we found out the following day, directly impacted our city employees, because Rick was a very valued and beloved employee of BDS. Our thoughts quickly turned to how we could support his family, his wife, who's been a stay-at-home mom for most of their children's lives and their four children. And I'm thankful and grateful that we are able to extend their health benefits. Certainly more help is needed for all of the directly impacted individuals, and our community has come together in a really amazing way. This is one thing that the city could do for one of the victims, because he happened to be a City of Portland employee. Aye.
Fritz.
Well said, Commissioner Udalia, that you said many of the things that I was thinking, and I appreciate your gracious framing of them. I also want to thank Rebecca Esau and all of the family at the Bureau of Development Services for the event held a week later in the Portland State University ballroom, just packed with city employees joining together to recognize this loss to our city family, because as much as we may have disagreements at times, we are people who care about the public, we care about public service, and we will stick together in times like this. A time when what we need now is more love. We need more people acting out. And I read that the last, that when, as Rick had been stabbed, he said, tell everybody on this train that I love them. So I from what I know of Mr. Best, the thing he would most want was his family to be taken care of. And so I'm so proud that we're doing this. It is a small gesture in comparison with the challenges that his widow and his children will go through. And you do what you can do. And we can do this, and we are doing this. Thank you to Kathy Bless, to Rebecca Esau, and to the mayor for allowing us all to co-sponsor this. Aye.
Wheeler.
I just want to reiterate that this was a joint effort on behalf of all members of the City Council. And I want to thank my colleagues for their words. I can't possibly do justice. I think they've set exactly the right tone, and they've said exactly the right things. This is the beginning of a long process for the Best family, and we will be there as much as they need us there. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, and we are adjourned.